大家早。
Good morning, everyone. All right, it's a little early for everybody, huh?
看起来好像大家还没睡醒。
And so today we're actually going to be talking about a topic that is that's very common, especially for younger people.
今天我们所要分享的题目也许对所有年轻人都是非常有兴趣的。
It's about marriage. No, I'm just kidding. It's about God's will.
是婚姻哦，不是婚姻，乃是神的旨意。
But through understanding marriage.
但是从神的旨意当中了解何谓婚姻。
But let me pray for us first, and we'll get right into it.
让我们先来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you.
亲爱的主，我们愿意感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you would be with us today.
我们祈求你今天与我们同在。
Allow us to understand your scripture a little bit more.
让我们更能了解你的经文。
So that we may grow to be more like you.
我们可以在圣经当中能够成长来更像你。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你赐我们的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, there's always a question that comes up from young people.
所以许多年轻人总是有这样的问题。
And maybe from some older people as well.
也许有一些年长的也有同样的问题。
What is God's will for my life?
到底神在我身上有什么旨意呢？
And so I talk to a lot of young people.
所以我也经常跟年轻人谈。
And that question always comes up for Christians, right?
通常许多的基督徒都会有这样的问题，不是吗？
Because usually we're the goody-goody two-shoes, we're the good people.
因为通常我们想只要我们是好人的话
So we want to make sure we do the right thing
我们总是想做对的事情正确的事情
So then as a Christian we always ask What is God's will for my life?
所以基督徒马上就会问那我应该怎么样才知道神的旨意呢
And we talk about this for you know School, what college to go to
所以年轻人就会问我应该上什么大学
What job to go into
我应该选怎么样的职业
What person to marry?
我应该跟怎样的人结婚?
And even to the extent of what movies we should watch.
甚至到一个地步说我应该看怎样的电影。
And some people are so detailed, I remember talking to this one girl.
甚至有一些人到一个非常细节的地步。我还记得跟一个女孩子曾这样谈
过。She used to say that every morning I would ask God, what should I wear today?
她甚至说我每天早上起来我就问神说神啊我今天应该穿怎样的衣服呢?
Okay, that's a little extreme.
这个也许是在有点偏激了啊。
But for all the other big life topics,
但是在我们生命当中所有遇到的所有大事
that question always comes up, what is God's will for my life?
我们总是会问一个问题说到底神在我身上的旨意是如何
Now, when preparing for the sermon,
当我在准备这讲章的时候
I tried to look in the Bible,
我试着打开圣经
For any college application tips.
也许我打开圣经看看我应该如何申请大学。
Or maybe some resume tips for job.
如果说应该怎么样我能够写一个好的履历表。
And I realized out of the three major questions, there's only one question that the Bible actually deals with.
结果我发现我问的三大问题我发现圣经只回答了一个重要的问题。
And that's who should I marry?
也就是说我应该跟谁结婚。
And so a lot of times in scripture, God's will and his direction comes through the idea of relationships.
所以很多时候神借着经文告诉我们要怎么知道他的旨意呢是从关系上面来寻找。
And so then today, we're actually going to take a look at a couple people.
所以今天我们将会从经文当中来探讨两个人物。
And so hopefully we can understand a little bit more about God's will.
所以希望借此我们能够更了解神的旨意为何。
Through the way people were finding wives.
从他们这样怎么样找到他们的配偶方面，我们来了解神。
And so there's two sections of scripture we're going to look at.
所以今天我们会读两段经文。
Genesis chapter 24.
Yeah, 第一个是从创世纪第24章。
And there's also Genesis chapter 27.
另一个是从创世纪26章。
Now to give you a little bit of background
from chapter 24. 大家一点24章的背景。
And so chapter 24 starts like this.
所以在26章的时候是这样子说的。
Abraham is getting old.
亚伯拉罕已经老了。
And like any parent, when they get older, they want to make sure their kids are okay.
就好像所有的家长一样，当他们自己年迈的时候，总是想到他们的下一代。
Right now, my daughter, she's only 9 months old.
对于我自己的女儿，我女儿才九个月大。
So sometimes I tell her, Ellie, you're not allowed to date till you're 35.
所以有的时候我就跟我女儿说，你不到35岁之前不可以约会哦。
But for those who are parents,
但是对于我们做家长的来说
for those who have gone through it,
或者我们自己经历过这一切的人来说
the moment you hit 25 and you have no girlfriend or boyfriend, it's like, oh, a big deal, game over.
但是我们就知道，当我们到25岁还没有男女朋友的时候，我们就开始紧张了，我们想完蛋了。
And in the situation for Abraham, it's even worse.
但是对亚伯拉罕来说，他的情况更糟糕。
Because he didn't have Isaac till he was way too old to have children.
因为当他有他自己儿子以撒的时候，他已经非常老了。
And so, knowing that he's going to die soon, he wants to make sure that Isaac is okay.
认为他自己马上生命就走到尽头的时候，他想他一定要为他的儿子以撒做好准备才可以。
And so, when we look in Scripture in chapter 24,
所以当我们翻开创世纪第24章的时候
，you actually will see this.
你就会看到。
That in the beginning of the chapter,
我们看见这一章经文一刚开始的时候
it says verse 1.
我们看见第一节这么说
Now Abram was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
24章第一节亚伯拉罕年纪老迈向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他
And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh, that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我大腿底下，我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，你要往我本族本地去，为我儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
The first thing about understanding God's will,
我们首先要如何了解神的旨意呢?
It's to realize that God is evident within our lives.
我们必须要了解神就在我们生命当中掌权。
Because many times when we make decisions,
因为很多时候当我们做决定的时候,
the reason why it is difficult to trust God,
为什么有的时候我们发现很难去信靠主呢?
It's because we don't remember what he had done.
因为忘记他曾经在人类历史当中所做的事。
Because if you think about when we ask the question, what is God's will for my life?
所以当我们在问神到底希望在我生命当中成就什么呢?他的旨意是什么的,旨意是什么的时候?
Is that really what we are asking for?
实际上那真是我们想要问的问题吗?
Or is it, hey God,Give me a sign because I have no idea what I'm doing.
或者说神啊，你给我一个象征，让我知道这个从现在发生的事情，我才知道我到底在做什么。
Because that is a huge difference when you think about God's will.
因为这个当中有一个很大的区别的。
You see, in the first verse, it says, "Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things."
因为第一节这边说亚伯拉罕年纪老迈向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他
There is a direct recognition that God was actively within Abraham's life
从这边我们就看见神一直都在亚伯拉罕生活上面
And so when God is active in his life he then calls his oldest servant in order to make him a promise
也就耶和华不断地在亚伯拉罕生命当中引导的时候，这个时候亚伯拉罕叫他最老的仆人来说，要叫他怎么做。
Of course, we don't make promises like this anymore.
很多时候，也许我们不再做这种应许了。
We don't sit on people's hands and make them swear to us.
我们不会叫人说把你的手放在我大腿底下来发誓。
But what Abraham says is this. He says, "Promise me that you will not find Isaac." A wife among the Canaanites, among whom I live.
亚伯拉罕这个时候要他最老的仆人发誓说：“你不要让我的儿子娶这个迦南当中的女子为妻，而是要帮我儿子到我本族本地去。”
Because if you think about Abraham's mindset, and we think about, okay, Well, what makes you say that Abraham remembered God?
然后这个时候我们就必须要思想到底亚伯拉罕的脑海中他的价值观他的观点在哪里他是不是知道神在他生命当中掌权呢
Because if it was me as a dad, right, it's kind of like, hey, go find just anybody. This girl has not dated in 30 years. We need to find her someone, anybody.
也许我自己身为父亲我就说哎，赶快帮我儿子找一个媳妇儿只要是处女无论是在哪里你找到就好吧
Or just find the best lookingThe smartest, the one who's a lawyer or like a PhD or somebody, you know, that's like very, very well-rounded.
或者去找一个背景教育条件好的，最好是律师，然后是最美貌的女子，反正找到那最好的就好了。
But the reality is when Abraham made his servant promise.
但是亚伯拉罕却要他的仆人发这样的誓。
The first thing he remembered was God's oath to him and his oath to God.
他想的是他曾经对主发过的誓以及神对他的应许。
That he remembered that God had brought him to this promised land.
他记得乃是因着神的应许引导他来到今天的应许地。
And that he would give this land to his offspring.
然后他要把这一块地传递给他的后裔。
And so then, this person, his son Isaac,cannot marry someone outside of the promise.
因此他的儿子以撒不能在应许之外娶在应许之外的女子。
And that promise remained with Abraham so that that is the first thing he thought about when trying to select a wife for Isaac.
因此这个应许一直深深烙落在亚伯拉罕的脑海里因此他必须要他的仆人答应他一定要娶迦南地以外的女子。
And so when we think about this first step that Abraham takes,
所以当我们想到亚伯拉罕怎么样开始这件事的时候
and when we wonder why and how Abraham is able to follow and know God's will,
我们看亚伯拉罕到底如何起步去跟随神的应许
we see here that the first thing he remembers is God himself.
也就是亚伯拉罕第一个首要所记得的乃是神对他的应许。
Even above his son.
超越他自己儿子的需求。
And so when you think about God's will,
所以当我们想到神的旨意的时候,
what is our initial mindset?
我们脑海里第一个想的是什么呢?
Because if you're like me,
如果你像我一样,
I am what you call a problem solver.
我就是这种,也许是你认为是我是喜欢解决问题的人。
So I'm the type of person that, for example, if my wife comes to me and starts telling me or complaining about something,
也就是比如说当我太太来到我面前说啊，她抱怨某一些事情的时候
my job is too tough, it's annoying, my boss is terrible,
讲到她的工作不好，然后她的上司不好
I'm like, okay, then just quit. We have enough money for 3 months of living, we're okay.
然后马上说那就辞职吧我想我们的存款至少还可以活三个月没问题吧。
And then she gets mad.
然后她就生气了。
I'm like, what?
然后我就说我就讲错什么了吗
You came to me with a problem.
你不是把一些问题跟我
I give you a solution.
我就告诉你解决方案。
And then you get mad.
然后你生气了。
And she says, I just want you to listen to me.
然后她说我只是想听让你听我讲话而已。
Okay, okay.
我说好吧好吧。
So I'm a problem solver.
所以我是喜欢解决问题的。
And so if Isaac, if I was Abraham and I knew that Isaac needed to get married.
所以如果我是亚伯拉罕,我知道以撒想要结婚。
I guarantee you that I would not first think about God.
我保证我第一,脑海里面第一个想的不是要有关神的事情。
I would say, okay, Isaac, have you tried Tinder?
也许我就跟我的儿子说，哎，你有没有想要网上约会啊
？Have you tried going to another church? Maybe there's eligible Christian girls at other churches.
或者说到其他教会，也许其他教会有单身女孩啊。
Or maybe you should go on a mission trip. People are finding people on mission trips all the time.
也许你可以去短宣，因为通常在短宣的时候，你可以找到对象。
Or retreats.
或者去退休会。
And I'll come up with all these solutions for the problem, but I will not.Remember God.
我会开始有很多试着解决事情的方案，但是我不会记得神。
And I, if you, and this is a little bit of a confession.
我必须给大家做一个坦白。
When I am answering problems within my life,
当我自己人生遇到问题的时候
，as a Christian,
我是一个基督徒
，as a speaker,
我也是讲员
，I very rarely will first turn to the Bible to come up with an idea as to what to do.
我实际上很少来到圣经面前，试着从圣经里面找到解决问题的方案
，and that shows.How immature my heart and my mind and my spirit is.
这个表明了我自己本身的心灵跟意志是多么的不成熟。
And I actually think that's the case for most Christians.
但是我相信许多的基督徒都是如此。
When we run into either a problem or an issue,
当我们面对问题的时候
we rarely go to the Bible as our first source.
我们很少首先就来到圣经。里面找答案。
Even prayer is kind of secondary.
甚至祷告都是放在其次。
You know, we'll tell our best friends.
我们也许先跟我们的好朋友谈。
We'll talk to our parents.
也许先跟我们的父母谈。
We'll talk to even some strangers if you're having a rough day on the train.
甚至在路上我们随便找个陌生人聊。
But how often has it been that you first go to God?
但是有多少时候我们首先来到神面前呢
？And that right there will show us why we cannot recognize God's will when it's right in front of us.
就是这样的这种习惯表明了我们之所以没办法了解神的旨意的原因。
You see, but Abraham is different.
但是我们看见亚伯拉罕却不是如此。
God had walked with him for such a long time.
神已经与他同行许多的年日了。
And when this situation with Isaac appears, the first thing he remembers is the promise he made to God.
当以撒要成婚的这个问题来到的时候，他首先他记得神赐给他的应许。
The verse 7 says this.
我们看见第七节怎么说。
Let's actually start from verse 6.
也许从第六节开始。
Abraham said to him, See to it that you do not take my son back there.The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, to your offspring I will give this land.
亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。耶和华天上的主曾经带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我启示，我要将这地赐给你的后裔。他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。
And so you see here that his in Abraham's memory is the promise of God.
所以我们知道，在亚伯拉罕脑海里，他首先记得的是神对他的应许。
And he fulfills this promise, and he doesn't want to cut any corners.
然后他愿意达成他对神的誓言，他也不要走捷径。
I mean, honestly, arranged marriage is not a very American thing.
我们大家都知道，我们在这边，这种父母按着父母旨意的成婚不是美国的习俗。
And so, if you're younger, imagine if you're like, "Hey, it's time for me to get married."
所以是的，如果说我们还年轻的时候，我们想说，哎，我现在到了成婚的年纪了。
Mom and Dad, why don't you go find me a date, and we'll see how it works out.
然后我们跟自己爸爸妈妈说，哎，爸爸妈妈，你帮我找一个对象吧，然后我看看神要怎么带领。
And as much as I love Mom and Dad,
我老实说，就算我非常爱我自己爸爸妈妈
，Man, that I don't think I could do that.
但是我受不了这样的配合。
And not only that, let's say I went to my mom and dad, they're like, okay, we'll do it for you, but let me send my best friend to go find someone for you.
或者说我可以来到爸爸妈妈面前说，也许找我最好的朋友帮我找对象吧。
And he's an old guy.
他是年纪大的。
From three generations back.
他也许在我老我三代。
And, His sense of beauty may be different from yours.
然后我发现我爸妈找的这个人要帮我找对象的人呢，他非常的老，而且他的审美观念跟我不一样。
Would you trust that?
你会信任这样的人帮你找对象吗
？And as Abraham, wouldn't you think that, hey, Isaac, I know God promised that you should stay here, but you can go on a little trip to find your wife and then bring her back.
也许亚伯拉罕可以跟他自己的儿子说，以撒，也许你要找一个对象，那我就送你到远方去，你去找你喜欢的对象吧。
You go for 4 years, you find yourself a wife, and then you come back and you stay here afterward.
然后跟儿子说，然后你去找这个，你花4年的时间找到你对象之后，然后呢把他娶回来，就待在这个地方，以后就在这边生活。
But Abraham chooses his oldest, I guess, wisest and most loyal servant.
结果没想到亚伯拉罕却找了他一个最老的仆人，我想也是最有智慧跟年纪老迈的仆人吧。
And he doesn't give him a long list of what I need for Isaac's wife.
对于这个为他儿子择偶的条件呢，也不是一长串的这些列出不同的条件。
He just says, you must pick this girl from my homeland.
他唯一的条件就是说你要到我本地本族去为我的儿子找一个妻子。
Don't bring my son there.
不要带我儿子去哦。
Bring her back.
而是要把这个女子带回来。
So, Abraham held to this promise so strongly that he refused to allow Isaac to go out.
所以亚伯拉罕遵守他的誓言到一个地步，他不希望他自己儿子离开这个地方。
And his focus was nothing that we would have focused on ourselves.
他的专注点不是在自我身上。
And many times, God's will is not dealing with what we believe it should be dealing with.
实际上，很多时候，神的旨意不是我们自己认为所要专注的地方。
You see, back then,They don't have iPhones.
大家可以想象吗？在那个时候并没有所谓手机。
They don't have cameras.
在那个时候也没有照相机。
If someone walked up to you as a girl,
大家可以想象，如果今天有一个女孩子来到你面前
and said, oh, there's this really good-looking guy back in my village. How about you come back and marry him?
跟你说，哎，我的家乡有一个非常英俊潇洒的男子，你要不要跟我回去去跟他结婚呢？
Abraham literally made it almost impossible for his servant.
实际上亚伯拉罕要他仆人所做的事情实在是一个不可思议的任务。
Okay, easy enough to tell Isaac, hey, this is the person you're marrying, game over.
当然如果他真要独断地跟他儿子说这个人就是你要结婚的人，二话不可以有二话的话，这也可以做的。
But the girl is not allowed to see Isaac.Before she makes the decision.
但是这个女子却在做这个决定之前，她从来没有看过她儿子以撒。
And not only that, the servant has literally nothing to go on when selecting Isaac's wife, except you must take her from the land of my forefathers.
而这个仆人所要做的事情以及条件，什么都就没有，除了要到本地去，以及要把这个女孩子带回来之外。其他事情都不知道如何做。
See, God's will works in very funny ways.
我们看见实际上神做事的方法是非常有趣的。
I remember when I was younger, not married, not dating.
我还记得我年轻的时候，那个时候还没有约会，跟没有任何女孩子交往或结婚。
And a speaker on relationships, of course I attended all of those, but a speaker on relationships told us, oh, you need to know like what you're looking for.
我还记得我去参加这个所谓的约会讲座的时候，这个讲员都是跟我们说，年轻人说，你要知道你心中要找怎样的对象。
You need to tell God, or else why would He answer a prayer that you're not telling Him what you want?
你必须要老实的跟神说，你心中要想的对象到底是怎样才可以啊
？And so I thought to myself, okay, well, I'll just make a list.
所以我就想，好吧，那我就把我自己列出一些条件吧。
And so at retreat, I'm going to list Christian first.
所以既然是在一个基督教的退休会，我就想，那当然是基督徒是首要条件咯。
And then I don't want to be too shallow, so godly and kindness is second.
所以我
third.
所以我想也不要太肤浅，所以我就必须要他是一个敬虔的人，然后他是一个非常恩慈的人。
And then after I'm like, but if there's room for negotiation, Okay, she's got to be Chinese, got to play piano, got to be pretty, got to be, you know, not too short, but not too tall, and the list goes on and on.
当然了，除了这些之外，如果还有讨价还价的余地呢，我就想，我还希望她是一个中国人，然后她又有内涵，她又会弹钢琴，然后我就列出许许多多的条件。
And for me, it was like four godly things and like 50 like just regular superficial things.
所以就发现我上面列的四个好像是非常近前的事情，其他我就列了其实五十个非常肤浅，是注重外观等等不同的事情。
And I thought to myself, well, if I don't ask God, how does he know what I want?
然后我自己对自己说，如果我不问神的话，那神怎么知道我要什么呢？
That's ridiculous.
这是很可笑的。
God knows.
实际上神都知道。
But...Let's turn it into something not relationship based.
但是我们也思考跟交往没有关系的事情呢。
Anytime we have a problem, we want to list down the reasons, the pros and the cons.
所以当我们每当面对问题的时候，很多时候我们心中就放出列下两类的事情，什么是好，正面跟负面。
We say, God, if you give me this,promotion or this job, then I can do this, this, and this, and this for you.
我就跟神说，神啊，你如果让我升级的话，我就会为你做一二三四等等。
Like I've got a good plan, God, just sign off on it.
主啊，我已经为你都计划好了，你只要签个名，答应就好了。
And we think to ourselves that if we pray or if we, you know, open our Bible about the question, that all of a sudden it is now approved.By God.
我们想当我们打开圣经然后跟神祷告的话也许神就认可了。
Without ever thinking about the purpose behind or what God is trying to tell us.
然后从来没有知道神为什么把这个问题带到我们生命当中他的旨意为何。
See, that makes it a lot harder for understanding God's will.
实际上这个过程让我们要认识神的这个途径更困难了。
Because what if the things on our list are not things that God wants to give us?
想当我们列出这些条件的时候，其中有没有一些是不合神的心意的？
When we are considering God's will and we don't have the right priorities, are we willing to accept no?
当我们在思考神的旨意的时候，但是我们列出的条件却没有照着神的优先次序的时候，我们是否能够接受神跟我们说？不可以呢?
Because most of the time, we as even Christians cannot accept that God will say no.
因为很多时候我们很难面对神给我们一个否定的答案。
And the difference between our way of thinking and our priorities versus Abraham's is clear.
因为当我们以自己生命的优先次序，然后再对比亚伯拉罕的时候，我们就发现这其中有一个很大的对比。
He only requested one thing.
亚伯拉罕只要求一件事情
that, hey, I don't want Isaac to leave the land that God has promised us.
就是说我不希望我的儿子以撒离开神给我的应许地。
Everything else, servant, you can deal with, but you cannot do that one thing.
任何其他的事情我的仆人啊你都可以做，但是除了要把我的儿子以撒带离应许地之外。
So when we are considering God's willWe have to think deeply about why it is and what it is we are asking from God.
当我们思考神的旨意的时候，我们首先必须要思考我们为什么要寻求神的旨意。
What is high on the list?
到底我们心目中最首要的关键是什么？
If you're asking God's will,And your list doesn't match God's will, are you willing to throw away your list?
如果我们祈求要知道神的旨意的话，我们是否愿意放弃我们心中自己列出的所有的条件呢？
Because as the servant goes,
因为思想这个当这个老仆人出去的时候，
he had already fulfilled the portion of the promise that God had, that Abraham had promised God.
他已经回应了亚伯拉罕答应神应许的其中一部分。
And he went and he started looking for a wife for Isaac.
当他出去的时候，他就开始为以撒找一个妻子。
You see, if Abraham just worried all day,
大家想想，如果亚伯拉罕只是成天坐在家里，烦恼的话
，but never sent his servant out.
但是却从来没有打发他的仆人出去。
There's no way that Isaac would have found a wife outside.
那他儿子以撒也不可能在村子以外的地方找到他的妻子。
Because God's will requires us to act upon the promise that He had given.
因为神的旨意要求我们要在行动上对他的旨意做出一个回应的。
And so when this servant goes back to their land, to the lands of his father,
因此当这个仆人采取行动到亚伯拉罕的本地本族的时候，
he had already gone out understanding and knowing what Abraham was considering was God's plan.
他已经了解他主人亚伯拉罕所差遣他的任务乃是要执行神给他的应许
跟约定。But just acting on something doesn't mean that you're acting on it wisely.
但是很多时候当我们采取行动的时候并不代表说我们的行动是智慧的。
Because when approaching God's will, there is a wisdom and an understanding of what God wants to give us.
因为当我们试着要行出神的旨意的时候其中我们必须要有智慧在其里面。
You see, in reality, Abraham...was wise in sending his oldest servant out.
在我们看见亚伯拉罕是非常有智慧的把他的最老的仆人才打发出去。
Because this old man would not be attractive to any of the women that are around.
因为这个人那么老他一定不会被很多其他的女子普通的女子所吸引的。
And he is there with a mission and his eyes. He's old. He's seen things.He's going to be there with a clear vision.
这个人已经社会经验、人生经历非常老练了，因此他知道他是有目的、有任务的。他知道他要找怎么样的人。
You see, if I was looking for a future wife, which I'm not, I have one.
比如说，假设说我想要找一个妻子的话，当然我现在已经结婚了啊。
If I send out my friend, he's going to be like, oh, she's so cute, you got to meet her.
也许我找我的朋友去帮我找对象，我朋友跟我说，哎，我认识一个很漂亮、很可爱的女孩，你一定要跟她见面啊。
Or even back then, if I send my parents, they say, oh, she's a medical student at Harvard.
也许说我父母帮我找的话，我父母跟我说，哎，这个女孩子是哈佛医学院毕业的哦。
Or my boss says, oh, she's a career woman, she's going to be like, you know, partner at a law firm or a CIO or CEO.
也许我的老板跟我说，哎，我找的一个职业的女孩子，她是一个律师，她将来是一个不得了，她将来也许是会做公司总裁的。
Everybody has different visions as what they think is a proper solution.
因为每一个人都是从他的观点认为什么是最好的女孩。
But he sends out his oldest servant.
但是如今亚伯拉罕却找了他仆人当中最老的一个仆人
gives him no instruction,
没有给他任何的指示。
So the old man then has old servant needs to begin to think.
所以这个老仆人他必须要思考了。
And not only does he think, but he makes a promise and a prayer to God immediately.
不单单他必须要知道要怎么去找，同时在这个时候他跟神做了一个启示。
He says.I'm going to ask a couple girls for water.
他这个仆人说，我现在要到这个地方去找一些女孩子，请她们给我水喝。
But then, if she says, "I will give you water and I will water camels," that is the person that I will pick.
他想说，如果说今天我问这些女孩子要给我水喝，如果其中有一个女子不单单会给我水喝，还给我的骆驼喝水的话，我就知道。是这个女子了。
In verse 10 it says this.
因为第十节我们看到。
Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master.
那仆人从他主人的骆驼里取了十匹骆驼并带着他主人各样的财物起身去。
I don't know if you've seen camels before.
我不知道大家有没有看过骆驼。
So we recently went to the Philadelphia Zoo with my daughter.
我最近我带着我女儿到费城的一个动物园去。
And it always kind of surprises me how big they are.
然后当我看见骆驼的时候，我才发现它们有多大。
It's kind of like, you know, I don't know if anybody's ridden a horse before.
我不知道多少人有骑过马啊。
Anybody?
有多少人骑过马?
When you look at Lord of the Rings and Aragorn is riding that horse,
如果说大家看个电影里面这个神界这部电影里面看见有那个主角的骑马的时候,
and he gets puts one foot in the stirrup,
然后当他要把一只脚踩在环上,
he just swings his leg up and he just goes.
然后他就把自己身体一甩, 他就坐在马上了。
The moment I stood next to a horse, I was like, oh, that's not the reality.
但是当我看见一个真的马的时候,我看见我真的骑不上,太大了。
They brought over a little stool.
然后旁边人就带了一个小梯子。
I got on the stool.
然后我踩在这个梯子上面。
Wrapped my hand around the horse.
然后把手抱住马的脖子。
And got on.
然后我才翻到马上面。
You see, camels are big.
可以想象吗? 骆驼也是那么的大。
10 camels he brought with him.
他带了10匹骆驼。
So when he asked the girl, do you have water? She has to say, oh, yes, you can have a drink, and I'll water all your 10 camels. That's not easy.
所以当这个仆人想说我要找个女孩不单单会给我喝水而且这个女孩子说好我还为你所有的骆驼喝水
There's no hose to just say oh let me just fill everything up
这个不是有水龙头有一个水管就是说来来来我给你们喝水
She has to literally get water from the well
她必须要拿个桶子到水井里面打水
For 10 camels plus the old man
不单单要为这十匹骆驼让他们喝足水还要为这个老仆人喝水
And if she's at the well, she was originally probably getting it for home.
大家可以想象,如果这个女孩子既然要到井边的话, 她去的目的就是要打水回家的。
So when the servant asked God for this miracle,
所以当这个仆人跟神祷告希望有这样神迹出现的时候,
It is truly trusting that God will hopefully do something.
他也就是完全希望信靠神,让神在这边开始动工。
Because for his master's son's wife, he wanted the best.
因为他要为他主人的儿子预备一个最好的女子。
But he wanted something more than just beauty. He wanted the heart, a servant's heart within her.
但是他要找的女子不单单是 美貌的,更重要的是有,他有一颗美丽的心。
And so he went.
因此,当他去的时候,
and he asked the first girl that he saw.
他就对第一个他看见的女子说,
and scripture says that she was very beautiful.
然后经文里面同时也说,她是一个非常美貌的女子。
Lucky Isaac, right?
啊,这实在太幸运了,以撒太幸运了。
He's at home, he has no idea what's going on.
他自己一个人待在家里,他根本不知道外面发生了什么事。
And the servant asks her,
然后这个时候仆人就跟这个女子说,
Please give me a little water.
请你给我一点水喝。
You see, when we're thinking about God's will, many times we want to ask for a sign.
很多时候当我们祈求神的旨意行出来的时候很多时候我们跟神说神啊你给我看见一个神迹吧
A lot of times it's like give me a small sign
但是很多时候我们跟神要的神迹是非常小的
Like oh well if someone brings this up in conversation then I'll take that as a yes
比如说我跟神说如果有人在我们普通谈话的时候突然提起这个时候神我猜那个就是你的旨意啦
And come on, young people.
年轻人啊,
if you're praying about your future husband or wife,
如果你为了将来的对象祷告的话,
relationship conversation comes up in every single conversation.
你会发现你每次大家谈话当中总是有谈到男女交往的事情的。
And so it's not that big of a miracle that all of a sudden someone's like, oh, you ever think about your future marriage?
所以我们不要想说有人说,你有没有想到将来要有对象的事情啊?
You see, what this servant is asking for is not just kindness.
因为我们看见这个仆人所要的不单单是一个好心而已。
It is beyond just regular kindness.
因为这个超越一般人所能给予的这种仁慈的动作。
You see, if someone asks us for a drink and we've got water,
大家可以想象吗? 如果说我们今天有水,有人跟我们要水喝,
It is easy. Yeah, sure. Here's a cup. Go for it.
我们喝, 就说啊，没问题，来，这给你一杯水。
It is a different thing to say, "Hey, here's a drink of water, and now let me buy everybody in your entire trip, like you know, lunch and dinner, and I'll spend my time and my money here."
你很难遇到一个人说哦，你要水喝，那你们同队的人，我帮你们今天要喝的水跟所有饮用的餐点全部包了，都在我身上，然后我花时间花钱为你们预备。
What he's asking from God is typically impossible for man.
实际上，这个仆人跟神要求的这个神迹，实在是一个不可能的一个情况。
He's not only asking for someone kind.
他不单单是要求能够希望能够遇到一个好心的女子。
He's asking for someone sacrificial.
他还要求能够这个人不单好心，而且还有一颗牺牲奉献的心。
But even beyond that, he was bold enough to ask God for something that is impossible for man.
不单单如此，他甚至勇敢到一个地步，他敢跟神要求一个普通人做不出来的举止。
You see, when we are dealing with God's will, many times we are cowards.
很多时候，当我们在思考神的旨意的时候，我们都是懦夫的。
We want just enough to get by.
我们只希望能够达到某种最低标准就好了。
We say, "Oh God, if you just answer this small, you know, wish that I have, then hey, that's good."
我们跟神说，神啊，你只要达成我小小的心愿，我就知道了，就够了。
But how much of a promise are we willing to make God or to ask God?
但是多少时候我们敢跟神要求到一个地步
？That's difficult.
是非常困难的呢。
Because very rarely do we ask anything impossible from God.
我们很多时候很少跟神要求一个几乎是不可能的神迹。
We ask for some sort of sign.
我们要求神给我们一个神迹。
But it's a very simple sign.
但是非常简单的。
And so if God was like, "Here's the sign."
然后神就跟我们说，你看，就在这里。
We're going to look at it and say, "Was that really a sign?"
然后我们看了这发生的事情，就自己觉得说，啊，是真的吗？
You see, the boldness before God to understand what His will is requires us to take a step of faith.
所以，当我们有勇气跟神要求这些神迹的时候，实际上我们需要有自己有一个信心的跨越。
Because that's what faith is.
这也就是信心的本质。
There's no guarantee.
因为我们实在这没有是保，虽然没有保证。
But there is trust that God will do what is best.
但是在其中，我们要信靠神一定会给我们最好的。
You see, the funny thing about God is this.
知道神实际是很有意思的。
Later on in chapter 24, when the servant is talking to Laban, the uncle.
到二十四章最后的时候，这个老仆人跟这个以撒的舅舅谈话的时候。拉班谈话的时候
He says, "Before I had finished my prayer, she had appeared."
他跟这个舅舅谈话的时候，他说，当我祷告还没完的时候，你的女儿来了。
Said, in verse. Hold on, sorry.Verse 45.
在第四十五节这里说
Before I had finished speaking in my heart,
他说当我祷告还没完的时候
Behold, Rebecca came out with water, with a water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew water.
结果没想到你女儿利百加就来了，到井边打水。
You see, this is a very interesting part of God's will.
大家可以看见这是神他旨意进行当中非常一个有意思的地方。
Before I had finished speaking in my heart, she appeared.
就是仆人心里的话还没说完的时候，这个女子就出现了。
You see what this tells us?
大家可以想象，这是告诉我们什么
？It is not about the direction or what we ask God directly.
也就是说，不是说到底我要求神要做什么
？Because God already knows the heart. and the mind of the servant.
因为神已经知道这个仆人心里在想什么了。
God already knows what Abraham's heart is.
他已经知道亚伯拉罕心里在想什么。
So the preparation was instantaneous.
所以当他在预备在想的时候，这些事情都同时发生了。
That it had already happened.Before he even asked it.
所以这个神迹在他还没想自己想完之前已经产生了。
You see, the problem with us and God's will is many times this.
很多时候当我们自己的意思跟神的旨意两个放在一起的时候
We assume that our prayers bends God's will to what we want.
我们很多时候认为是我们的祷告可以影响神的旨意。
We think that the more we pray, the more people that we pray, that God's heart and mind just changes because we're so passionate.
我们想到当我们祷告的时候或者更多人祷告的时候神会因着我们的热心把他的旨意弯到我们想的方向去。
But in scripture,
但是经文告诉我们
Old and New Testament,
实际上新约旧约都是一样。
You realize that the prayers bend our wills.To God.
实际上是当我们祷告的时候我们的心思意念符合了神的旨意
Because what happens is that God has a plan for this situation
实际上我们看见神在这个情况当中他有自己的计划
He has prepared and he has already seen what will happen
他已经预备好了他也预知将会发生什么样的事
And so when the servant is prayingAll it's doing is understanding more about God.
所以当这个仆人祷告的时候实际上他是让他自己更了解神的心意。
The servant did not cause God to do this.
这个仆人并不是引导神做出这样的事。
But his prayer allowed him to accept and see what God was doing.
而是他自己的祷告让他能够看见以及接纳神的旨意。
This is a big difference, brothers and sisters.
这是一个很大的区别，弟兄姊妹。
Because the assumption that we can somehow force God into what we want is wrong.
当我们设想说神可以借着我们的祷告把他的心意符合我们旨心意的时候，这是错的。
No matter how much of an excuse we can come up with.
不论我们自己有多少的借口。
For example, Jacob.
比如说雅各
He saw Rebecca.
他看见利百加
And, hold on, in verse... I'm sorry, not Rebecca, Rachel.
雅各看见利亚
Rachel.
拉结
Yeah. And he saw it, right?
所以当雅各看见拉结的时候
He wanted her as his wife.
他看到拉结的时候，他心里就说：“啊，我真正想把你娶作为妻子。”
So Jacob said, "I'm going to work for this."
所以雅各就说：“好，我希望为这个婚姻来努力。”
So I'm going to work 7 years.
所以我将为你爸爸工作7年。
And then we'll be married.
然后我就可以跟你结婚了。
And what was the result?
结果如何呢
？Ended up marrying Leah.
结果没想到却娶了他，拉结的姐姐利亚
Even before this,
甚至在这个之前
Do you know why Jacob had to leave the promised land
大家还记
to go back?
大家还记得雅各之所以离开应许地跑出去的原因吗
Because instead of rely upon God's promise,
因为他没有选择信靠神的旨意
He decided to play a game of birthrights.
他自己有个计谋，想要借着他自己计谋赢得他哥哥的出生权，作为老大。
He said, "Esau, how about a bowl of beans and you give me your birthright?" He had to play this game.
所以他自己产生一个计谋，欺骗他爸爸以扫说：“爸爸，我想帮你煮他跟他。”
哥哥
爸爸说：“我给你煮一个红豆汤。”
哥哥，
哥哥说：“我煮个红豆汤。”他要骗从他哥哥手中骗得这个兄弟的做老大。
Yeah. So you see here, a lot of times for Jacob, that's what we do.
很多时候我们有如雅各一样，我们自己有自己的计谋。
We believe.That if we work and work and work, then it must be God's will.
我们想，我们只要不断的努力的话，一定就是神的旨意了。
So he worked and he worked and worked.
所以他就是尽力去努力奋斗。
Got Leah. Oops.
结果没想到就娶了利亚。
Then got Rachel, finally.
结果最后当然也娶了拉结。
And then because he marries Rachel.
但是也因为他跟拉结结婚。
She introduces the gods of her forefathers into the family line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他就把他自己爸爸所拜的那个偶像的东西呢，带入了
Abraham, Isaac,
雅各的家庭、
yeah.
家族。
And because of that, Jacob runs into problem after problem after problem.
也因为他把这个偶像带入这个家族的时候，结果雅各将来面对了接二连三的问题。
And so, God's will is not just simply, if you work, you will get it.
所以神的旨意并不是说你只要努力你就可以得到。
Don't assume that when we come up with plans and schemes that somehow achieving it is what God wants us to do.
不要认为我们自己有计谋有自己有打算只要去努力就可以达成神的旨意很多时候不是这样子的。
Abraham
亚伯拉罕
has a child with Sarah's servant girl.
他跟着他自己太太的婢女呢生了一个儿子。
Becomes the line of Ishmael.
结果就产生了以实玛利的这条线。
Eventually becoming the enemies and detriment to the nation of Israel.
结果以实玛利的后代就成为后来以后雅各他这一条线底下民族的敌人了。
And so, brothers and sisters, God's will is not so simple.
所以弟兄姊妹啊神的旨意并不是那么简单的。
But it is also very simple.
但是很多时候也是那么单纯的。
It becomes difficult when we believe that God's will must conform to our will.
当成为很困难的时候是当我们认为神的旨意一定要符合我们心意的时候这个才是困难点。
When we have the wrong priorities and we're not thinking first,of going to God.
当我们心里面有一个错误的优先次序的时候，我们不把神放在第一位的时候，
then God's will becomes difficult to discern.
然后我们就会发现我们很难寻找到神的旨意。
Because the pull between the lust of our hearts versus God's will becomes evident.
因为我们心中情欲与神的旨意就开始征战了，我们就很明显的看见我们生活当中的这种挣扎。
But when we have the wisdom to carry out God's will.
但是当我们有智慧去行出神的旨意的时候
to first pray and bring before God what the issue is.
当我们首先来到神面前然后把我们的需要他的旨意带到神面前祷告的时候
and we are willing to accept God's will no matter what.
并且我们有一颗谦卑的心愿意承受神不论他要行出怎么样的旨意我们都应遵行的时候
then we will realize what is best for us.
我们就了解什么是对我们最好的。
That step takes a lot of faith.
而这个需要一个莫大的信心的跨越。
So I'm very grateful, to be married.
所以我能够结婚我非常的感恩。
And since we're talking about relationships and God's will, I'll give you a little story.
所以我既然今天谈到这个男女之间的关系的时候我想与大家分享一个故事。
When I was in college,
我记得我还在大学的时候
a movie came out.
那个时候有一个电影。
It was one of the first K-drama movies that came to, the States.
也就是第一个韩剧来到美国上演了。
I don't know if you've seen it before, it's called My Sassy Girl. One person seen it.
Yeah.
It's called My Sassy Girl.
这个电影叫我的野蛮女友。
Yeah. And so she molded kind of what I thought I wanted in a girlfriend and in a wife.
所以当我看了这个韩国的电影的时候我的脑海里面深深的就有一个印象我希望跟这样的女孩结婚。
She was like aggressive, full of life, really exciting.
她是一个非常蛮横然后非常有主见的一个女孩。
Had all this energy.
然后她充满了活力。
And then, even though she doesn't show up, but she really loves the other character.
虽然她外面没有表现，但是她心里面实际上是暗恋男主角的。
And the guy had to chase her, so the chase was interesting.
所以这个男主角为了要取悦她，就不断的要追求她，然后这个过程是非常有意思的。
And so I thought, okay, that's the kind of girl I would want to marry.
所以我就想，我脑海里面就想，哦，我希望跟这样的女孩结婚。
Bad idea, guys.
实际上这是非常愚蠢的。
That is not what I wanted to marry.
实际上我发现那不是我要的女孩。
My wife right now, Lucy.
我现在的妻子Lucy.
Is like the opposite of my sassy girl.
完全是跟这个野蛮女友的这个女主角完全不一样的人。
And I thought to myself, you know what?
然后我后来自己想，知道吗？
I want to have a good job.With a house and like, you know, be ready for marriage.
我想我要有一个好的工作，然后我买了一个房子，我就预备好就可以结婚了。
And as long as I prove myself to be like, you know, a worthy man, I have everything put together, then I'll find the perfect girl.
然后我想我如果能够在我工作上面，在我经济方面证明我自己有能力的话，我就可以找到我心里面想要的女孩了。
So I got laid off from Bank of New York.
结果没想到我就从纽约银行被革职了，被裁员了。
I took the severance package.
结果我就拿了遣散费。
I was like, oh man, I don't know what to do.
然后我想完了，我这下要怎么办呢？
First time ever being laid off. It's
really weird. 我是第一次被遣散了，我都不知道下一步要怎么走。
And so, but because I got laid off, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to spend my money and have fun.
所以我既然被裁员了，我就想说，那我干脆把我所有储蓄花光，先玩一玩再说吧。
I had a friend who I went on missions with.
然后我还记得我一个朋友曾经跟我去短宣过。
It was literally like 10 years, maybe 7 years from ago, before this, when I got laid off.
我与这个朋友大概是七年以前我曾经跟他一起短宣。
But I got to know them very well and they were getting married in California.
但是我后来跟他就开始熟起来了，然后我知道我这个朋友呢是最近就要结婚了，在加州要结婚了。
I wasn't going to go because I was working.
那个时候我本来没有打算要去参加婚礼的，因为那个时候我在上班。
I said, I don't have a job.
但是现在呢我被裁员了，我又没工作。
I got all this money sitting here.
然后我就想我有一些储蓄。
Let's go to California.
那我就想我去加州吧。
So I went to California.
所以我就跑到加州去。
No expectations.
我没有心里有没任何的其他的想法。
Can you imagine the conversation with the girl?
可以想象我到那边之后，我跟女孩子讲，应该跟那些女孩讲什么呢
？Oh, say, hey, how's it going?
也许我们寒暄的时候，这女孩有陌生女孩跟我说，哎，你最近怎么样
？What do you do?
你做什么啊？
Oh, I'm a lawyer.
我可以说我是一个律师。
What do you do?
然后我可以问他，那你做什么呢
？I'm unemployed.
然后我就回答说，我失业了。
然后
我想完了，那就完了，我就没办法认识任何女孩子了。
What's funny is I actually met Lucy when I was unemployed without a job, in never having met her before, in San Diego, the year that I got laid off.
但是有意思的时候，就是。我之所以今天遇到我的妻子乃是在加州的时候我遇到她那个时候我失业了我失业一年了我在那边遇到她我从来不那个时候从来不认识她
Mr. Unemployed meets Mrs. Future Lawyer
结果没想到我是一个失业的无业游民遇到一个将来是律师的一个女孩
East Coast West Coast
东岸与西岸
Not gonna happen
不会有任何结果吧
hey, but now I'm married.
但是我现在结婚了
You see, God's will is weird
大家看见神的旨意是非常奇妙的
I made a list of what I wanted
我把我自己择偶条件列了一大串
I watched my sassy girl and wanted a Christian version of her
我希望呢 我的心目中的对象是就像那个野蛮女友一样不过是基督徒罢了
God didn't let me date until I was like 27 or 28.
神不让我与女孩子交往，只等到我二十七八岁的时候才开始交往。
But then when God decided to bless me with a wife,
但是当神愿意要赐福我与我未来妻子的时候
，I had spent a lot of time realigning my
what I want to what God's will is.
在那个时候我就开始要调整我自己的生命，去让我自己的生命符合神的旨意。
See, brothers and sisters, go to God first.
弟兄姊妹啊，让我们先来到神面前。
Realize that your priorities should be God before all else.
让我们知道我们生活的优先次序乃是要先把神放在我们生命的首位。
Take a step of faith to trust that God will do what is best.
然后我们要跃出信心的一步，信靠神的带领。
And pray to bend your wills to God's.
然后我们祷告，让我们旨意符合神的旨意。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord God, your will is very difficult to understand for us.
神啊，你的旨意实在是很难捉摸。
But we trust, Lord, that you will do what is best for us.
但是我们却信靠你，知道你会为我们预备最好的。
Give us the faith, for we lack it.
赐给我们信心。
We pray, Lord, that you would be honored in all that we do.
愿意在所有的事上，你的名被高举。
And I pray, Lord God, for the congregation.
主，我也为着我们在座的教会祷告。
We pray, Lord, that they would be able to see your will. Each and every single day.
愿意我们所有的人可以了解你给他们的心意。
They would also be willing to follow your will.
让他们也愿意去寻求服行出你的旨意。
We thank you and pray all these things.
我们谢谢你，我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。阿门。